everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with your host, Claire Candy Hoff. That would be me. And I hope you've had an absolutely wonderful start to 2019. And with it being 8 days into the year, have you noticed that you're feeling lighter? One of the contributing factors is that, remember that Mercury was in retrograde, which slowed us down in November and December? Well, it went forward on December the 6th, but not many people know that it takes about 2 weeks for it to get out of its shadow phase. Now, with the planet of communication now moving freely forward, it does signify a time of movement and allows for orchestrated events to start flowing again in our lives. I have heard from many clients who've experienced frustration because they felt like there was no forward movements for their projects and their endeavors. With Mercury going forward and with no other planets in retrograde, we will have greater clarity as to the path on which to proceed, as we can now be presented with divinely co-created synchronistic opportunities and connections that will magically change our lives, some would say, in a New York minute. Like many, you may have arrived at the end of 2018 feeling absolutely wrung out with a sense of disappointment, as you were wondering, why the heck would my intuition have told me and led me to do or create something when nothing seemingly has happened with it? Where we were perhaps feeling stagnant, like nothing was working out, 2019, on the other hand, the energies will be revealing new information on how to move forward easily and gracefully toward the fulfillment of our dreams and wishes. That is, if we let go of expectations and attachments as to what our life should look like, and we open up to dancing with the divine for the highest expansion of our soul. Because remember, we are here for our soul's journey, and what may appear as something unwanted in your life is actually extraordinary for your soul's growth. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that 2019, if we allow it to be, will be the roller coaster ride of our lives. This will only happen if we allow ourselves to serve and to be led for our highest good. This isn't always so easy. And while many of us have been asking for a very long time for the signs on how to proceed, it was we who were not ready to see those signs yet and step forward. Just think about the clarity that we gained in 2018. It may have been through challenges and hardships, but many times growth in our life does not come easy. Now, to take advantage of the new 2019 energies, all we need to do now is to listen, to be open to change, and allow ourselves to be led to experiencing miracles. And when it comes to surrendering to living our most authentic and truest vision of ourselves, the Posse of Angels is asking us, is giving us a great deal of support and encouragement by entitling today's show, Dare Yourself in 2019. Now, to start today's program, the Posse of Angels is asking, have you given any thought as to what you intend for the new year 2019? From a higher point of view, we can clearly see that we are powerful creators, blessed with free will. And our effort, along with spirit, is to establish our intentions, our desires, our dreams and wishes, and then to fuel them with our passion in order for the angels to do their part and to bring about the fulfillment of our wishes. You know, it is very true that all manifestation is a co-creative effort, yet it's also true that all manifestation starts with our intention and passion. We have to be that engine that is driving those intentions in order for the universe to take note. And within that list of new goals, which you might have for 2019, well, the Posse of Angels wishes to inquire if there's anywhere within that list of new goals that you have dared yourself. Think about it. They wish to remind us the dictionary definition of the word dare. And it is to have the courage required to do something, to be challenged, to execute an act that takes nothing less than being bold and brave. To dare could also mean to defy the conventional established ways of doing things, or to have the nerve to try something different. Now, the Posse of Angels is alluding to whether you have the audacity to experience a magical, extraordinary life that is so large and it is so amazing that you may even be a little bit scared of it. Now, they don't want you to be afraid, but in order to grow, we have to step into the unknown. And this could certainly bring up a little bit of trepidation and anxiety for us. What they are leading to is that they wish us to dare to imagine a brand new life, a different life that we'd never ever thought we could have. Now, don't get them wrong. This is not to say that they're saying that there's anything wrong with the life that you're choosing to co-create and live at the moment. But they want us to release all restrictions and expectations, and they want us to have the utmost faith and trust in God and the angels to allow ourselves to be led and co-create with the most, co-create the most unbelievable life, to be of best service for ourselves, for others, and for the planet. Many times what people want for their lives is very different than asking to be of best service. Now, the frustrating thing with most people is not that their dreams don't come true, but the life that they settle on, it truly is not representative of what their heart really longs for. You know, many times this results from believing that they're not worthy and they're not deserving of having an extraordinary life. And they might say or feel, oh, who am I to have such amazing experiences. Many people do not allow themselves to let go of what is either a compromise or that which is just okay for them in order for them to realize a larger-than-life life. Some might even call it a miraculous life. And while this miraculous life is very different for each one of us, probably as different and unique as every single being on the planet, the life that the Posse of Angels is speaking about, it can be defined in this way. The miraculous life they speak about goes beyond prescribed limits of what is normal, what is accepted, because it has no boundaries, a life which is not restricted to one's age, one's gender, a cultural background, one's financial circumstances, even one's achievements, certifications, or one that is not held to any other restriction. You know, listeners, the Posse of Angels are urging us to allow ourselves to march fearlessly into the unknown, the unfamiliar, with just your faith in yourself and in God. The faith and profound belief that not only will everything be okay, but it will yield you experiences beyond your wildest dreams. This kind of daring of oneself, believe me, is not for the faint-hearted, for it has us releasing and it has us letting go of all that is comfortable, all that is secure for us, or seemingly secure, and all that is known. One of the major reasons we feel uncomfortable with experiencing something new is that we have not given ourselves permission to leave our known world. And in order to give ourselves permission to welcome in the unbelievable, we must choose to suspend our belief in what is possible. You know, if you need some help in formulating the energies to conjure up just such a remarkable life, you may wish to say aloud the following statements. And when you say that, the Posse of Angels wish for you to suspend all doubt and voice them with 100% conviction, not coming from your head, but coming straight from your heart. So these are the three statements. You might want to do a little bit of a ritual. You might want to get quiet, light a candle, drop down to your heart, be nice and quiet, turn off technology, and you might start by blessing. Blessing 2018 and all that it taught you. Bless the years previously to that. Bless all those relationships that you drew to yourself to teach you lessons. And once when you're in that stage of gratitude, appreciation, and blessings, then take a deep breath and say the first one. Now, the first one is, and you might say this out loud, because by saying it out loud and not just thinking it, you give it voice and you give it extra energy. So, say in your most, in the voice of great conviction, in 2019, I give myself permission to feel uncomfortable so that I can experience the unforgettable, the memorable, the miraculous, the remarkable, and the exceptional. I love that. Second one. Take a deep breath and say, in 2019, I give myself permission to live a life in which what manifests to fulfill my heart's longing actually surprises me in ways that I never, ever thought possible. Let that settle on your heart and then take another big breath in and state out to the universe, in 2019, I dare myself to live a life that is so miraculous that only the hand of God and the angels' intervention could have orchestrated the magical opportunities and connections that answered the fulfillment of my deepest heartfelt longings and dreams. And then once you've said all of those three, sit with that for a while and just let that settle on your heart. You know, everyone, by daring oneself in 2019 to go beyond anything that we've known before, we must certainly surrender our expectations as to what our life should look like or has to look like. We must desire to taste, to sense, to feel and experience life to the utmost fullest. And you know what? That scares a lot of people. For if we truly wish for this, we must let go of the attachment to all that we created and to all that we may get our identity from as to who we are or who we think we are. And many people think they are their accomplishments, which are things that we just did along the way. For if my identity is cemented to my accomplishments, let's say my certifications, my titles as a Reiki master teacher, angel practitioner, and all my other achievements and my number one Amazon best-selling books, how can I possibly grow more? How can I expand more? How can I learn more and experience so much more of my infinite, multidimensional self, who is boundless and who is merely unlimited potential? Once we do this, we open space for God to breathe miracles into our lives. Dare yourself, 2019, to go with your heart. Dare yourself to have more fun, to play, to giggle and wiggle. Now, if you are a new listener to Angel Healing House Radio, I often speak about my wiggle within. Whenever the universe presents me with something in answer to my wishes, I wiggle with excitement. The little girl in me gets so excited, she starts to wiggle. Even though I can't logically and rationally figure it out, I take inspired action towards those things that make me wiggle without hesitation, because I know that on the other side of taking that inspired action on that sign, on the other side is always miracles and rewards. It might be a great time in 2019 to create your own wiggle. Dare yourself to create just for creation's sake, because you are a powerful divine creator. Don't write that book for money. Don't write it for fame or success or connections. Write it because you're excited about writing it. One of the greatest secrets of life is that this playful energy of unbridled fun and joy speaks the same sparkly, bright, light, high-frequency language of the universe that sparks manifestation into physical form. Everyone, dare yourself to live only in the present moment, or as I've often called it, the nanosecond of the now, and trust that God and the angels will always send you carefully created, chosen signs and messages to direct your life to be of best service for your soul, because after all, that's why you're here. Not a life that your ego wants to make a certain amount of money or have a certain amount of success. Not a life that follows the rules, and certainly not a life that you have to obsess over and try to figure out. Please remember, life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be experienced. Dare yourself to live from a state of grace. To live in grace is to experience awe and a very deep reverence for all life. It is to live in perpetual gratitude and unconditional love, being in harmony with yourself, with others, and God's source, to allow yourself to live in grace. One seeks integration of the mind, the body, and the spirit with the ways of nature. Grace is the spiritual freedom that occurs when one realizes that life is a gift and that everything that you are blessed and gifted with comes directly from God's source. To change what one is experiencing, one has to dare oneself to change their landscape by sailing into uncharted, unknown waters. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that those of us who are awakened and living a conscious life are all tested sailors. You know, many of us have endured emotional pressures through things like divorces, financial instability, illnesses, deaths of loved ones, crisis of who am I and what the hell am I doing here on this planet? In fact, there is not one soul who has not experienced loss in their lives. With the light of divine love radiating from our hearts, we have remained on an even keel. We've been knocked off our ballast. And if you're listening to Angel Healing House Radio and listening to an angelic walk-in, Angel Ariel, myself, then you have bounced back onto an even keel, after which may have been for some difficult a year of 2018. We made it through 2018, and now we find ourselves in a safe harbor of peace within. Having already cleared and cleansed our paths, how many relationships have we brought back into alignment? Having aligned ourselves with being of higher service, and by actively knowing in every moment that we're co-creating with God's source and the angels, many of us have a deep knowing, not only that everything is fine and that all will be well, but that even though we may find ourselves in uncharted waters in this new year of 2019, we firmly know that God and the angels will be the only compass that we will need on how to navigate. Remember that if a sign or a message hasn't been given to you, not now doesn't mean not ever. In this way, many of us are aligned with our will. We've aligned our wills with heaven's will. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that if your will is aligned with the will of heaven, which means it's aligned with the absolute greatest good of your soul's growth, and you have the diligence, you have the courage, the bravery, and the fortitude, and the belief to allow your will to manifest on the earth plane, the Posse of Angels are saying, you can accomplish anything. The trick is to forget measuring your power or success mainly on whether your expectation of your overly conceived ideas can be achieved. The Posse of Angels is reminding us to open to fully receive the profound knowing that the events, opportunities, and connections that manifest for us will clearly demonstrate what our life wants from us. In 2019, allow yourself to open to what life wants of you. Personally, when God began to channel books through me, I let go of any attachment to what would happen, and I just willed God's will. In many ways, I didn't ask for a publisher, I didn't take a writing course, but I just stepped forward when I was told to write the books and to self-publish them. And though it was my faith and my diligence to serve that saw those two books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the other, its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Both of them are number one Amazon bestsellers internationally in 5 countries, the USA, Canada, Australia, Germany, and the UK. In much the same vein, when you are asked to do something, know that you have the wherewithal to do it. You know, you need in 2019 to step up and serve the best way that you possibly can, and God and the angels will show you. They will steer your journey in 2019. It's a time to dare yourself to step out of that comfort zone, spread your wings, and fly further, wider, and higher than you ever thought possible. Ask yourself, where do I dare to allow myself to fly in this new year of 2019? You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Be back soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And so without further ado, let's go to our first caller. Kelly, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am very well. It's good to speak with you. What's going on in your world?
Oh, I just had a rough, 5-6 years, and just looking to see what the new year is going to bring for me.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, Kelly, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, want you to know that you have not been alone. You are part of a collective consciousness on the planet. And we have had to heal, we've had to clear, and we have had to cleanse so many negative energies that were hijacking and kidnapping our divine eternal natures inside. We've been programmed as a planet to, our default is to be angry, to be sad, to be bitter, to be resentful, to be in competition, to judge others, to be divisive, to have disharmony. This is not our natural nature. And so the Posse of Angels want you to know, do not take this personally. Every one of us who is awakened and conscious has been through such a traumatic, sometimes very difficult times, and everyone has experienced loss. They're pointing specifically to your area of love. And they're saying, isn't this wonderful? They're saying, beloved Kelly, you have risen and shifted your spirit to such a vibrational frequency that you could no longer stay in this relationship. I don't know if you're currently not in a relationship or you're currently severed a relationship, but they're saying it was no longer honoring for you. Actually, it's not. It wasn't honoring for you for quite some time. They're saying, they're showing, they're going like this, and you know, they're going. It's been quite a long time that they've been whispering in your ear. But you know, we all have free will, and the former soul who was in this body, I write about my autobiography, how I, Angel Ariel, walked into Claire Candy's body on January 11, 2003. She knew that she was in an abusive relationship, and it took her 26 years to get out of it. So, you know, she's not a slow learner, but we all leave when we choose to leave. But now the posse of angels are saying, you have learned so many lessons. And they're saying, if you now always revert to what would love do? What would the angels do? What would the angels think? What would the angels say? What would the angels feel? What would the angels or love or God, what would their reaction be or their actions be? If you keep your vibrational frequency high and light and positive and optimistic, that's what you will create in your reality. And they're saying eventually, because you will be the love, you will be the love that you're desperately seeking, it will reflect and appear in your reality. So it's a wonderful message. And they're patting you on the back. That's what they're doing. I don't know if you can feel their arms, their wings around you, but they're saying, good job. You did a good job.
Well, I've been feeling change, you know what I mean? And like trying to end a relationship, like you said, for a long time now. Mm-hmm. But you know, I would love to find true love sometime, you know?
Right. Well, you know what they're also saying, Kelly, which is really, really important. Don't jump in to a new relationship, because a lot of times people don't take time to really reflect. And sometimes, you know, I mean, the former soul was with this abusive man for 26 years. She, you know, she didn't take time to grieve, and she didn't take time to think about the lessons that she learned in contrast, which a lot of times we learn our best lessons in hardship and adversity. So they're saying, take time. This is a gift, a blessing for yourself that that during this time that when you separate or divorce or whatever you're going through, nurture your soul. Take time to journal. What did this relationship teach me? I mean, even an abusive relation like the former soul that was in the body, she learned to be independent. She learned to use her voice because he constantly shut her up through mental and emotional abuse. So, you know, and when we contract for those people who have contrasting characteristics to be in our life, sometimes we can't really figure it out until we cross over and we stand with the etheric council, you know, that go over our contracts in our book of life. And we go, oh my gosh, now I can clearly see why I would contract an abusive man to be in my life, or you know, for what I personally went through with the former soul. So it's really a time of growth for you. Don't rush into anything, and see this time as a blessing to really, really, really nurture your soul. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely, lovely Kelly. Oh, I did want to say that if you are interested in why you contracted this person to be in your life, this book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, So many people have thanked me profusely because they say, now I understand. I understand that that person wasn't in my life. I stopped blaming them because I wrote them into my contract, and I wrote them into my contract to have these contrasting characteristics so that I would learn my lessons through irritation, pushing my buttons, and sometimes in drama, so that I would get off my keister and I would really rebel. I would really rebel against it. And so many people have said they've been able to let go of blame, fault finding, and being a victim. So that's okay. That's a great one. If you're interested in knowing why you contracted someone to be in your life. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Woo-hoo! Oh, okay, I love this card, especially with this reading. The Ace of Swords is about a new beginning. Okay. Now, one thing that would help enormously, and when we're separating from somebody, how long were you with this person?
Well, we've been together like 8 years, but I've been away from him. We've just been kind of friends, but he wants to get back and have more than that. And I don't want that. So I've been just trying to stay strong and, you know, I've met a couple other people and doing things, and I just want to see, you know, I just kind of want to stay away from that situation because I know it wasn't healthy for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we've gained a friendship. We've gained a good friendship, and I hate to lose that, but I just know that I don't want him in any other way but that, you know.
Okay. I have a great exercise for you to do, which is going to help enormously. Okay. So quiet yourself, close your eyes, put your attention on your heart, take a couple of deep breaths, and ask for that your higher self to come in, and ask for his higher self to come in. And with your eyes closed, you visualize that person standing in front of you. And then you visualize the cords, the ties, the ropes that still bind you. Because if he's in your life, it's a karmic circle that you're in. And you want to sever the cords. You want to sever the ties.
Right.
Call in Archangel Michael, and then you ask Archangel Michael to give you his sword. And then once you visualize, you know, somebody who stops you, like the former soul's husband, from communicating, I saw the threads between their throats because he was so controlling sexually. There were ropes between the genitals. I mean, there are all kinds of etheric threads that can show up. So take Archangel Michael's sword after you've, visualized those cords, and then hold it above your head and say, I lovingly sever these cords. And then you bring the sword down. And sometimes I've seen tree trunks between clients that these karmic attachments went so deep, and it took, you know, a lot of cutting of the cords. And then afterwards, you send that person green healing light, and then you send them waves of unconditional love. And you acknowledge them and thank them, bless them, and then release them. So that first card is really important, that you cut the ties with them. And he will pick up that energy indirectly. The next card is, and I'm not surprised it comes in, is the Two of Wands. This is then the World is Your Oyster card. Because you understand that everything is energy. You bless this karmic relationship. And then, because you bring it back into alignment by blessing it and by sending that person green healing light and unconditional love. And then you're able then to create from a very clean and clear place within yourself. And then the next card that comes up for you is the Ten of Cups. And those people that listen to my show know that I call this card the Sunshine Lollipop and Roses card, and there are two people kissing. It's the highest emotional fulfillment. Now, this is not only indicative of you finding another beautiful, beloved partner, to go through life with, this is indicative of the relationship that you will have with yourself. And once we have an absolutely peaceful, joyous, loving, unconditional loving, and also forgiving relationship with ourselves, that's what will manifest in our beloved. So take this opportunity to learn from what you manifested to yourself before and really bless it as a gift, and then stay with it for a while and take this time. A lot of my clients have had a lot of wonderful, not I was going to say wonderful success, but they have had wonderful results working with the beautiful energies of Mother Mary. And you don't have to be religious to work with Mother Mary. It's about compassion and mercy for ourselves. There's no more blame. There's no more being a victim. There's just absolute love for this person and then love for yourself. So our beautiful Kelly, I hope that's been helpful for you.
No, it's really good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And don't be a stranger. Let us know. Let us know how things go. And do cut the cords, because that helps. That helps the other person move on.
I don't want to hurt them, but I know that it's the right thing to do. So
Yeah, and I forgot the ending of that. Once you've cut the cords and you send them green healing light and also the pink unconditional love, then you put a full-length mirror in front of you and a full-length mirror in front of them. And whatever you send the other person will bounce back to you. So if you send somebody healing, you'll get the healing as well. If you send somebody unconditional love, you'll get the unconditional love as well.
Okay. I will do that.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful new year. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in, Kelly. And if you have severed those ties or have brought relationships back into divine alignment in 2018, and they are still triggering or making you reactive, we went through a tremendously hard, difficult Venus retrograde in 2018, which severed a lot of relationships, and you're still being triggered or reactive, it might be a wonderful exercise for you to do to cut those cords and then send the other person that green healing light and those pink waves of unconditional love. Let's go to our next caller. We have Melanie on the line. Melanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Very well. What's happening in your beautiful world?
Well, the theme of your show couldn't be more appropriate. In 2018, it was a lot of healing and changes, physical healing I needed for my back and trying to figure out what I wanted. And in the end of summer, I said, I either need to use my life coaching certification or I need to stop talking about it. And so I got with a business coach, and I love working with her, and I do. And ever since I've been with her, it's sort of like I'm more open energetically. People are starting to say, Melanie, you should really do this. Oh my gosh, you're in the wrong career. You need to be coaching. You're so positive and going through. But when I've been working with her, since August has been healing, like more healing of myself. And yeah. I'm extending my coaching into the new year, a couple more months. And wondering, am I with her for healing or am I really with her to build something completely different? I can't get a feel, but I know I am ready for something different. And I know that even healing is something different, but I just feel like I have something to share, but I can't figure out if I'm with her for healing or the business, or maybe it's both. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure which way to really put my intentions going forward in 2019.
Okay, so they're saying that with all the work that you have done, you are healed already.
That might surprise you.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise the posse of angels. Mm-hmm. They're saying that there is nothing, sweetheart, left to heal. That's what they're saying. They're saying you are with her to create something very new for you to serve.
I love that.
That's why you're there.
I love
that. And the more you affirm that you are healed, the more that, you know, when somebody says, oh, you know, sort of this needs to be healed, or they go to this person for healing or that person for healing, then you affirm that you're still not healed, that there's still something that's unresolved inside of you. The more that you affirm is, I live from my divine eternal nature in everything I think.
And you know, she is, and she's not a healer technically, she is a business coach, and something grabbed me, you know, said, and that's where I'd really like to focus. Like, okay, let's get her done, you know, but then I'm sitting back and you're right. I think you're right. It's just time to move forward.
And you know what? Don't try to figure it out. You just keep, you're very good at following signs. The posse of angels are saying, if there's anybody good at following the signs and the messages that we send, you know, send them in, it is Melanie. She doesn't miss anything. So stop trying to figure it out.
I love the signs.
So stop trying to
figure
it out.
I love, it's like a scavenger hunt. I love finding the signs.
Yeah, but stop trying to figure it out and let it unfold. They're showing me a beautiful flower that's slowly opening up from a bud. And you wouldn't go out there and say, oh, that's a beautiful bud, and start to rip apart the petals in order for it to open. They're saying that in... this is interesting. They're saying particularly for Librans. Librans have had a tremendously long, arduous road to get to where we now know who we authentically are, and we're stepping into serving in the highest way we possibly can. So they're saying, let 2019 unfold in the most extraordinary, organic, natural way for you. But they're saying that you are with her because this is your new path, my dear. And I'm so excited for you. I'm shuffling the cards and excited to see what's going to come out. Oh my gosh.
I just got your wiggle.
All right. And here it is. Radio, we love the wiggle, and I'm not surprised your first card that's come out for you is the universe. This is the world card. This is the card of getting everything that you wish for. Not only are you starting a brand new beginning, but you've completed, including the healing, you've absolutely come to this full circle completion. Now you know who you are. You have the courage. The three words that they came up with when you were speaking about stepping into your coaching was courage, bravery, and strength. You are now empowered to do this, and nothing is going to stop you. And the world card is that confirmation of that new beginning. The second card from you, woohoo, two majors in a row. Go, you go, girl. The next one is the chariot. This is the card of recognition. It's a card of movement. It's the card of traveling, but it's also the card of being recognized for who you are. It's also the card of promoting. And if you really affirm in your quiet moments, I am a remarkable, which you are, I am a remarkable coach, life coach, and I absolutely love and adore helping people, and visualize, say thank you for this opportunity, this job, this career, in this extraordinary new thing. Then the universe gets excited and sends opportunities and connections to promote you. For people who believe in you, they will put back you with money, and there you will not have any shortage of clients coming to you or opportunities. It may not just be through clients, but it may be speaking engagements. You may be asked to write a book on your experiences. You know, Librans are, we don't have any shortage when we use our words, as you can tell with me. we're very intellectual. So this is an extraordinary card as well. And so the Chariot is another confirmation of, yes, you are absolutely on the right path. And the next card that's coming out for you is another movement card, which is the Knight of Wands. The posse of angels are saying, dear Melanie, do please make the movement towards, working with this business coach and get your life coaching up, ready, a website, a list of services, business cards, all of those things. And they're saying, and we, God and the angels are behind you 100%. Because this is God-driven. So I hope that's been helpful.
I love that. It has been beautiful. Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
2019.
Go 2019. So yeah. So and don't get too far ahead of yourself. Again, let things unfold naturally. So
Thank you, Sandy. What a wonderful reading.
You know what? I would wish you luck, but you're making your own luck. You're making your own
luck.
And you're stepping into pots of gold as you go into 2019. I'm wishing you so much
luck. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Candy.
You're very welcome. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Valerie on the line. Valerie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Candy?
Lovely to speak with you. What's happening in your world?
There is a lot going on. Everything has been kind of, it's like you cook dinner, you know, and it's done and you're just waiting for everybody to get in. And so I'm just wondering what's going on in 2019, because this year is pretty much over for me. Mm-hmm. And I have gleaned and harvested and let go and grown and evolved and hurt and cried and laughed and did all of that. And I'm just really want to see what the angels have to say for 2019.
Okay. What they're saying is the time that you have now is a gift. It's a time where you have run a marathon, Valerie. You are, it's like you are 99.9% finished with this race. And they want you to understand that this gift, after we went through all of those retrogrades, after we went through the last one, the Mercury retrograde, that we are in a time now of nurturing and nourishing ourselves. The new hasn't come in yet. That's what they're saying. It's coming because there's so much that has been orchestrated by your angels underneath the surface. Don't know about. And they're saying, use this time now to visualize the life that you want in 2019. Valerie, where do you see yourself living? If money was not an issue, which is not, because our abundance comes from God and we're pure potential and we always have what we need. If money is not an issue, if a certification, achievement, or anything is not an issue, where would you be living? What would you be doing?
I am spirit led, so I am waiting for the signs and the signals to show me. And wherever that is, I'm going to do what I need to do to get there, to be there, so that I can serve in the manner that is best for me.
So they're saying you're doing a wonderful job. You, like Melanie, do not miss the signs. You haven't missed the signs before. You're certainly not going to miss the signs now. You're just anxious for things to start, like so many of us. The first card for you is the Page of Wands. They're saying that messages will come in concerning your career and opportunity to show you how to best serve. And the rabbit there, the rabbit on this card, is showing fertility. It's showing creativity. And so email, letters, phone calls, texts, whatever that is, you will be alerted to how to step up and how to serve best. Absolutely. There's no question about it. The next card that comes in for you is the Lover's card. Now, it may be that you're going to bring to yourself a new relationship, but they're speaking mainly about a career or an opportunity, and then you'll have a choice to make whether to step forward or not. But you'll know in your heart how to best serve. And the next card for you, when you think about 2019, is the Sun card. There's not a happier, more radiant, illuminating card in the whole deck. And it's shining on you. And it's going to shine on your intentions. So I'm going to have to finish it there, Valerie. But I will say, the more you can visualize and show them what you intend, where to live, who to be with, what work you're doing, all these things, and how to creatively serve, you know, for your greatest good and the greatest good of the planet. They want you to really take time to visualize that now, because it will manifest into 2019. I hope that's been helpful. I must end the show now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about ends the show today. Thank you so much to those people who have called in. Thank you to my listeners. Thanks to everyone who has recommended, referred the program, and all my listeners around the world. Do remember that my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, and Angels of Faith, is on my website. Along with all my other services, it's angelhealinghouse.com. You remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. And as always, I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.